Chapter 2. And hill it tides throb, throw on throw, and meadow rivulets overflow, and drops on gate bars hang in a row, and rooks in families homeward go, and so do I, the maid of Cainton Mandeville, a tribute to Sir H. Bishop. I hear that maiden still of Cainton Mandeville singing, in flights that played as wind wafts through us all, till they made our mood a thrall to their airy rise and fall, hold ye upbraid. Rose-necked, in sky-gray gown, from a stage in Stower Town did she sing, and singing smile as she blent that dexterous voice with the ditty of her choice, and banished our annoyed fairy awhile. One with such song, had power to wing the heaviest hour of him who housed with her. Who did I never knew when her spouse to state on drew, and her warble flung its woo in his ear. Ah, she's a beldam now, time trenched on cheek and brow, whom I once heard as a maid from Cainton Mandeville of matchless scope and skill sing, with smile and swell and trill, hold ye upbraid. 1915 or 1916. Summer schemes, when friendly summer calls again her little fifers to these hills, we'll go we two to that arched fane of leafage, where they prime their bills, before they start to flood the plain with quavers, minims, shakes, and trills. We'll go, I sing, but who shall say what may not chance before that day? And we shall see the waters spring from chinks the scrubby copse's crown. And we shall trace thereon creeping to where the cascade tumbles down, and sends the bobbing growths aswing, and ferns not quite but almost drown. We shall, I say, but who may sing of what another moon will bring? Episodia, I passed the hills, that peep where the lees is smiling, on and on beguiling crisply cropping sheep, under boughs of brushwood linking tree and tree in a shade of lush wood, there caressed we. Two hemmed by city walls that outshut the sunlight, in a foggy dun light, where the footstep falls with a pit-pat wearisome in its cadency on the flagstones drearisome there pressed we. Three, wherein wild-winged crowds blown birds show their whiteness up against the lightness of the clammy clouds, by the random river pushing to the sea, under bents that quiver there rest we. Faint heart in the railway train, at 9, in the morning there passed a church, at 10 there passed me by the sea, at 12 a town of smoke and smirch, at 2 a forest of oak and birch, and then, on a platform, she. A radiant stranger, who saw not me. I queried, get out to her do I dare? But I kept my seat in my search for a plea, and the wheels moved on. Oh could it, but be that I had alighted there. At moonrise and onwards, I thought he lay fire on Aaron Plantation Hill, dealing out mischief the most dire to the chattels of men of hire there in their ville. But by and by you turned a yellow-green, like a large glow-worm in the sky, and then I could descry your mood and mien. How well I know your furtive feminine shape! As if reluctantly you show you nude of cloud, and but by favor throw aside its drape. How many a year have you kept pace with me, one woman of the waste up there, behind a hedge, or the bare bough of a tree? No novelty are you, O lady of all my time, veering unbidden to my view, whether I near death's mew, or life's top cime. The garden seat, its former green is blue and thin, and its once firm legs sinking and in, soon it will break down unaware, soon it will break down unaware. At night when reddest flowers are black those who once sat thereon come back, quite a row of them sitting there, quite a row of them sitting there. With them the seat does not break down, nor winter freeze them, nor floods drown, for they are as light as upper air, they are as light as upper air. Barthelemon at Vauxhall, François Hippolyte Barthelemon, first fiddler at Vauxhall Gardens, composed what was probably the most popular morning hymn tune ever written. It was formerly sung, full-voiced, every Sunday in most churches, to Bishop Ken's words, but is now seldom heard. He said, "Wake my soul, and with the sun, and paused upon the bridge, his eyes due east, where was emerging like a full-robed priest the irradiate globe, that vouched the dark as done. It lit his face the weary face of one who in the adjacent gardens charged his string, nightly, with many a tuneful tender thing, till stars were weak, and dancing hours outrun. and then were threads of matin music spun in trial tones as he pursued his way. This is a morn, he murmured, well begun. This train to Ken will count when I am clay. And count it did, till, caught by echoing lyres, it spread to gallery knaves and mighty choirs. I sometimes think for F.E. H. I sometimes think as here I sit of things I have done, which seemed in doing not unfit to face the sun. Yet never a soul has paused a whit on such not one. There was that eager strenuous press to sow good seed. There was that saving from distress in the nick of need. There were those words in the wilderness. Who cared to heed? Yet can this be full true, or no? For one did care, and, spiriting into my house, to, fro, like wind on the stair, cares still, heeds all, and will, even though I may despair. Jezreel on its seizure by the English under Allenby, September 1918, did they catch as it were in a vision at shut of the day, when their cavalry smote through the ancient Estrelon plain, and they crossed where the Tishbite stood forth in his enemy's way his gaunt mournful shade as he bade the king haste off amain? On war men at this end of time even on Englishmen's eyes who slay with their arms of new might in that long ago place, flashed he who drove furiously? Dot 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 ah, did the phantom arise of that queen, of that proud Tyrian woman who painted her face? Faintly marked they the words, throw her down. Rise from night early, specter spots of the blood of her body on some rotten wall? And the thin note of pity that came. King's daughter is she, as they passed where she trodden, was once by the charger's footfall? Could such be the hauntings of men of today, at the cease of pursuit, at the dusk hour, ere slumber their senses could seal? Angest its ears, King's one on horseback who asked, is it peace? Dot dot, yea, strange things and spectral may men have beheld in Jezreel. September 24, 1918. A jog-trot pair, who were the twain that trod this track so many times together hither and back in spells of certain and uncertain weather? Commonplace in conduct they who wandered to and fro here day by day. To that few dwellers troubled themselves to know here. The very gravel path was prim that daily they would follow. Borders trim. Never a wayward sprout, or hump, or hollow. Trite usages in tamest style attended to their plighting. "'Tis just worthwhile, perhaps," they had said. "'And he saves much sad good-nighting." Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.